Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gentlemen.
How at her?
We're good. Good. Chris,
changing,
you well?
Changing. I'm very well, mate. We're changing lives again, aren't we?
We are. Before we get started, massive thanks to Who Knows Wins for sponsoring not just the episode, but the series.
Yeah,
very the much old series. As we step into our penultimate episode before our break, we'd like to
tell
say
what,
thanks.
By the way, tell you what. I think that's the fifth or sixth big winner we've had.
Yeah, what a way to go out. Well, we've got one more league coming up this weekend if you fancy getting involved. But last weekend, oh my word, £1,785 for NB Triple One.
Merry Christmas.
So that's it. That's him done, isn't it? Like, whatever he spent this Christmas and probably more is free rolling.
I thought you were going to say he can retire. That's him done.
Well, probably not. Yeah, probably.
I'm going to be travel.
Unless he's 109, he's probably going to have to work a little bit longer.
Yeah, good solid win.
No, but congratulations. And then, well, there was many, many winners taking home £14.43. So that's a few more quid in the pot for next week.
Exactly. I mean, you know, when he's, I don't know if he's a checker or not. You know, like checking as it's happening. But imagine like just thinking, oh, I'll just have a little look.
Yeah.
Opening his app up and you're 1785 in your top right-hand corner where your balance is.
Ka-ching.
There was one lad only found out he'd won when we tweeted the winner.
Oh, yeah. So you might not know. Yeah, I've not tweeted it yet.
The sloppy bastard. No, this is the first I've heard, lads. Cheers.
No, you're very welcome, Jeez. Mate. No, don't you worry about it. No, it went to the fucking Creator Ale through, have we?
No, we were.
But yeah, we've got the final league of the series this weekend. 10 games as always. If you fancy getting involved, get on the Who Knows Wins app, Google Play.
COVID permitting, 10 games as always.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was 7 out of 7 he got this week, a couple cancelled. So yeah, hopefully 10 games. So Google Play, iTunes Store, the Who Knows Wins app. We'll get the link up on Twitter, but you can just search it on the Under the Cosh League, and a fiver in each, and hopefully you can we'll have another big winner.
Just a quick one on that, Brownie, right? Do you see Blackburn travel to Hull and then it got called off while they were there?
Did it?
Imagine that,
Boxing Day.
Imagine getting up Christmas morning, driving to training, coming back, not having quite as much dinner as you'd want, obviously, not having a drink or all like that, getting to the game. Literally in Hull, and it gets called off, you'd be fucking raging, wouldn't you?
Can you imagine Johnny dressing room like in lead up to Christmas games? You'd be like that with red felt tip pen. Give us your lateral floors here, lads. Come on, we'll get Christmas off here.
To be fair, I used to have 2 cans of lager before my dinner, and then I just used to have my dinner as if I'd never played football in my life. I used to have as much dinner as possible, but I only used to have 2 cans of lager. To be fair, I always came to school on Boxing Day. So I don't know if there's something in it.
That's the secret.
Yeah. There's no point asking you if you did, is there?
Turkey. Well, yeah, get involved this week if you fancy it. So, and once again, thanks for Who Knows Wins for not just sponsoring this episode, but the series so far. Shall we crack on with the Christmas special episode then?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Can't remember most of this.
Gentlemen, how are
we
doing?
Morning, Chris.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hope you all had a...
All around the world.
Hope you all had a...
Yeah.
Hope you all had a fantastic Christmas day.
Yes. It's pre-Christmas now, isn't it? But this is going out after Christmas, so the anticipation is building for the big day.
Got a new hat. I don't think I've seen that one. I've just noticed it.
Yeah. I've not shaved proper. I've got... They're out of line, so I've kept
You're partial to that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sloppy shave.
Yeah.
Die hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Christmas hat.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Good sleep last night?
No.
We were in Newcastle, haven't we?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
You struggled, did you?
I got the single bed. It's a bit out of order, really, me being an older statesman.
There was a new level of selfishness creeped into John.
Last night?
Me? You know I love you, John.
Why, what about
I think you're a fantastic human being. Slipped into Brendan Rodgers there.
Well, what did I
do? So John likes to sleep with the telly on.
Yeah.
So it was about 11:30, one at 11:45, we decided to go to bed. So I've turned the volume down a little bit and thought, I'll meet him halfway, I'll compromise.
I've got no idea where you're going with this.
40-year-old has to sleep with the telly on, but fair enough. I just put it down to 3 or 4 on the volume. For the next 20 minutes, laid in the dark, I got this.
Oh.
Twenty minutes in a quiet room when you're trying to go to sleep, and I turned around. I said, "Johnny, does that go on silent? Because it's doing me fucking head in." And he says, "Oh, Chris, me, I can't put it on silent. You know the button on the side of the iPhone. I can't put it on silent." I was like, "Fair enough. I've said me bit."
Yeah, you've made.
And I ask you, Chris, what would you do if you were the texter, at 12 o'clock at night? Your roomie is trying to get to sleep. And it's making this noise every time you text.
You can do the silent on the screen, can you?
No.
You can. Well, regardless of that.
Yeah.
12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you've got to have a bit of respect, haven't you?
You'd say, "I'll tell you in the morning," or, "Listen, Brownie's...
You try to get sleep, like..."
Not the big guy.
No.
Another 20 minutes.
Oh, this is after you've complained?
I've complained.
You put in a formal complaint and you carried on for another 20?
Well, say 15.
All right.
He gets up for a piss, clambers onto my bed like must have been in his way. I heard him having a piss and that going.
Oh, still going? Multitasking?
I know, it was an important conversation.
So he's laid back down again, a couple of minutes, and I went, "Still not going silent? Or can it wait till tomorrow?" "No, not really."
Carries on again.
So it must have been important.
It were important.
Right.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, I hear a Cy Ferry story. Just playing, not in the headphones.
Well, he's gone on Twitter now or something. He's watching videos.
I just heard Cy Ferry telling a story about fucking God knows what.
But you were happy, John.
To be fair, I was pissed, weren't I?
You were pissed. And then when John was ready to sleep, it was phone down. And I'm laid there like that.
You know what? You know, if you'd give me the whole bed, I'd have gone with you.
I've never found that noise annoying before.
The tippity tap tap.
Every tight of it. I'm gonna do it again, just to make it hit home.
Were you aware, John, at this point, like you might be like annoying a little bit, like you might want to sleep, or were it a punishment because you didn't get the double bed, or
bit of both?
Yeah. Oh, so there was a bit of venom.
No,
there.
I've got no idea what I was doing it.
Chris, if I said to you, "Does that go on silent? It's doing me fucking head in."
Yeah.
I'd like to think that you'd...
I'd say sorry.
I'd say sorry, and you'd message one more.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yeah. God bless. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Night, night.
Not the big guy.
But my phone up on silent. So I've ordered a new phone. So it shouldn't happen again.
When I heard Cy Ferry come through, I thought, mate. An hour later, I'm still like that.
You've got a bit more aware of your surroundings, John.
I'm not, though.
You've got to start giving a bit.
I'm not.
Chris, it's John's world. We're just living in it.
Yeah.
No, you're making that as though I'm selfish.
You've got your own gravitational pull, John.
I'm far from selfish. I would say more not aware of my surroundings as opposed to being selfish.
Can that not wait until the morning? Nah, not really. Quarter past 12. Fucking Cy Ferry coming out telling about morning, Gordon.
You could have gone for a walk. Yeah, fair enough. I'll as I say, when I get my new phone, it shouldn't happen again.
Must do better.
Yeah.
We hope everyone's well. End of the series. We thought we'd have just a little debrief.
Yeah.
At the end, just to finish it off.
It's been a long slap, hasn't it, this last 6 months?
When did this series start?
September. Mid-September, just after the start of the season.
But we had the Euros before that, didn't we?
That was a peak, wasn't it? I think that was the early peak. The Euro thingies. Euro videos, man.
The next series could have a right good mix, haven't we? We've hardly had any southerners on this year.
It's been hard, hasn't it, though?
Yeah, with the live shows as well, getting up and down the country.
We've not been able to, have we?
No.
We had pretty much a month, 5 weeks of a show every couple of nights.
We were just in recovery, weren't we?
Bad planning, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is, Chris. Yeah. We're hiding behind the tour, but...
We should have planned it better.
We're hiding behind our planning.
That's how we roll, though, innit? That's what we do.
Roll the dice and see what happens. Yeah. Wing it. That's the way.
I think it's been good though, Chris.
Yeah,
that's
no,
not
it has.
Too harsh.
It's been a good one. No. But like, self praise is no praise, and we like to pull ourselves up, don't we? And look how we can improve,
evolve,
indeed.
Yeah.
Just wait a minute, lads. Just let me send this message.
Don't set us off, man. It was actually annoying me because I had to go into my settings and put that keyboard noise on. And it was annoying as I was typing. Nah, not really.
See, I've not done that. We'd have not got the first 10 minutes of the podcast, would we? It's all about planning.
But the live shows will be good. Thanks to everybody who come.
Yeah, you'll enjoy them.
Can we do the more sporadic next year?
Yeah. Is the touring life not for you? The rock and roll lifestyle?
Three times a week, Chrissy, man. We were suffering, weren't we?
Yeah.
In between.
Well, some people might say that we could have not got drunk at them all.
I know.
But once you set
it's
the precedent...
It's a personal choice, isn't it, really?
Once you set the precedent at the first one, it's not really fair on people coming later in the tour if they've got a sober Chris Brown. Because he's a boring bastard sober, let me tell you.
I think it was pretty normal, the first three or four, wasn't it? And then we did Wheats. And that
just went to another level.
Yeah.
People dancing on tables.
But then
it set a precedent then, didn't it? That we weren't happy.
I know.
If people weren't dancing on tables.
Yeah.
Stage diving. Tequilas.
Eyeball poles.
Eyeball poles.
It got to the point, at Coventry, the last one, we were necking tequila out the bottle.
Yeah.
We got a little, it was the cap, wasn't it?
A little sombrero.
But that got fucked off and we just,
I must admit, I weren't privy to any of that.
No. You look like a shot, do you, John? You can't.
Although you did have one at Paddy.
Yeah, I did. I think that's why I felt so rough the next day. But no, they were good. I really did enjoy them.
Yeah, so we'll maybe go 5 or 6. Spread out, Chris.
I hear you. Well, and we need to get them south as well.
Yeah,
a few messages. So
it'll be for the benefit of the podcast as well, I think.
Yeah.
And Dublin. We need to get one in Dublin.
Absolutely.
Although we nearly didn't make it out the other side.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We've not spoken about this, have we? We're nearly all wiped out, under the cosh, gone.
Yeah.
There'd have been, when we went next show, were it Sheffield next show, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, that was that night. The next night.
It'd have been off. They'd have been putting flowers, reefs outside.
Do you think we'd have
been good lads?
Seriously, would we be getting a minute silence at games throughout the country?
I'd like to think that a couple of grounds, aye.
Everywhere except Ewood Park would have been.
Ewood Park would have been like New Year's Eve in Sydney Harbour. Fucking fireworks going up and all sorts. Yes, the Brownie's dead. Yes.
Who do you think could have jumped on bandwagon on tweets? Like, do you reckon Lineker would have said, oh, rest in peace, lads. Good lads. I used to do quiz every Monday. Good lads they were.
It's almost like...
To be fair, what happened is, we're driving back from Hull to your house, weren't we? And we're on a dual carriageway, like one lane, one though. And basically, we've all got our heads down, pissed, weren't we?
We're sweating.
Matt is driving.
Designated driver.
Designated driver. Don't drink anyway, he's a right boring fucker. but look, we've just heard this, fucking hell, whoop! And then he's swerved, so we've lifted his heads up. And there's a fucking Range Rover coming towards us on our side of the road. And there's a wagon level with us, so he can't pull in. So we swerved left. He somehow swerved to his left, missed us, and we just heard this bang.
It was like Fast and Furious when he did about 8 flips.
Yeah.
That Range Rover.
There was a build-up of traffic, wasn't there, on the other side of the road, and this lad pulled out to try and get out then in.
Yeah. Smashed straight into the car behind.
That's gone into bushes on left.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't see that, did we?
No.
We just thought he'd flipped it.
Yeah. From
it was a proper crash, wasn't it? And that would if Matty, like baby driver, whoosh, and he saved us, really, yeah, didn't he? Well, we owe him a lot. We owe him a lot.
Yeah. Have we thanked him?
Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, much appreciated, Matty.
I saw but looked up headlights. I saw my life flash in front of my eyes.
So
you weren't a good watch.
We were. I think I was the first to ring thingy, Hero, 999.
Hero, you were one step off taking your shit off. Because I was thinking, I didn't know about that other car at Bushes, granted. You know, there were a couple that did it. Because I just looked back and seen...
The car.
He was getting out like he was getting out of a tank because it ran its side, pulling out. And I honestly, because we just ordered a takeaway.
You were hungry, weren't you?
And I kind of thought, can we just go now? Like, we haven't really done anything wrong. And then... You heard a woman screaming, and that were it. You were out.
Are you implying?
Where have all the good men gone? Where are all the gods?
Well, I can see from Baywatch, you know. He was just short of taking his shit off, wasn't he? Some people stand in the darkness. running through shrubs.
But it was like Rambo. Belt round his head. I'm winning, lads. Don't worry about it. I'll save her.
I were half expecting him to come out from them shrubs we wrote. Fireman's lift over its shoulder.
Like Dicko.
Oh, it's tickled as that.
But no.
Everybody was all right, though, weren't they?
But within a minute, 2 minutes, like there were just folk and sirens everywhere, weren't there?
Yeah.
And
police, fire brigade, the lot, weren't they?
Mm. But thankfully, everyone was all right. Fair play, Matty.
Yeah.
Because I think I was turning around to talk to you in the back. And as I've come, I've just seen Range Rover.
Yeah.
5 yards away, 10 yards away.
He'd have been dead.
Oh, yeah. He was going at speed.
He must have only just clipped their car. Like, just the front wing. Because if he hits them head on, I dread to think what would have happened.
And he was arrested and everything.
I think he was pissed as a fart, wasn't he?
That's
ruined our kebab, didn't it? It just wasn't the same reheated.
No.
Because we were first on the scene and then we couldn't leave.
Yeah, last to go, weren't we?
They wouldn't let us go, would they?
Well, I remember the copper coming over. He said, can you just wait here, lads? Just give it half an hour. He said, I'll come over as soon as I can. Just, I need to get a statement. Fine. And we're like, I'm looking at watch. I'm bloody starving here.
I could smell it on my doorstep.
And then, but I remember getting a bit paranoid because we were pissed. I said to Matt, right, just let Matty do the talking because he's the sober one. Because the last thing, even though, you know, Matt was the sober one and he was driving, I just thought the last thing we want is them thinking there's a load of piss lads in our car.
Yeah.
And asking more questions.
Is there more turret, like?
So this copper comes who's Man Mountain, one of a proper
roadside copper.
He was massive, wasn't he? Right, lads, just let Matty do the talking. Walks over, John. All right, big un. How long is it going to take this? I've got a kebab waiting.
As soon as I said it, I thought that might be a little bit insensitive.
Is that before or after he was having a piss in the bushes?
To be fair, I asked the copper.
If you could have a wee.
I says, look, mate, I've had a drink, mate, and I really need toilet.
Please, sir, can I have a wee?
Is there any chance I can go in bush? He went, aye, get your sin in bush. I didn't just whack my cock out in front of 12 police officers. You know what I mean? That would have been... I wouldn't have made me kebab that way then, would I?
Needless to say, we all survived, didn't we? And thankfully, nobody was in any of the vehicles.
But it was fucking scary, yeah, it was. Wasn't it?
Somebody did it yesterday on the way, yeah. Exactly the same thing. Built up with traffic and he's just pulled out.
Yeah.
On a single carriageway.
dick.
You know, it's turning into what, police camera action here, eh? Fuck me. It's a football podcast. We're fucking ripping people's driving to bits.
Going back to the tour, Chris, we need to speak about that lad that came in into the
Coventry.
Green
room. Oh, Jesus.
Coventry, the last one.
Jesus.
Bless him. But was it half-time interval?
Yeah.
A knock at the door?
Not really a knock, it was just a barge.
Oh, he
oh did he bust straight in?
Yes. Right behind us. He got in before you.
Were he?
So it was me and you first in there, and I've turned round to see where you are, and it was a stranger.
But he were like sat on the lying on the settee, but like on the back of the settee, weren't he?
He was like one of your French girls, yeah. Jack. He were laid down.
And he was a super fan. Let's get that right. He absolutely loved the podcast.
Yeah.
It was like
love Coventry as well.
The Alan Partridge episode with Dan.
Dan.
Yeah. It was just, oh my God. I can't believe I'm sat here under the Kosh lads. Can we get a picture? So he gets his first picture out of the way early, didn't he?
his first picture.
But he had no battery. His battery only had 1%.
So they were going to charge you?
No, he asked for my phone. Oh my God, I've got Brownie's phone. Oh, Jesus. And I'm not exaggerating. No. This is what he was like, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, can I get a selfie? I've got a selfie on Brownie's phone. Fuck. So we were quite unprepared, weren't we, for the second half? We needed.
Yeah, we were doing a bit of prep, weren't we? We needed to.
But we see how the first half goes, and then we sort it out at half time to see how we're going to tackle the second half, because we obviously.
So we're having a bit of a briefing, weren't we?
Yeah. Or trying to.
Yeah.
But every time we spoke, he'd chip in with his feedback on an episode from 3 years ago. That Clark Carlisle episode. Oh my God, lads. Oh my God. Honestly.
No, but we're just trying to sort this out. What are we called? Can you remember what he was called?
Dan. Can we call him Dan?
We'll call him Dan.
Yeah.
We're just trying to sort this out, Dan.
Dan, can you just give us five?
Can we get a video? Can I get a video? Oh, Dan, just give us a video. All right.
I'll be quiet.
Are you all right, Dan, just going back out? It's all right, I won't talk. I'll just sit here, but I won't talk. Well, no, Dan, can you just, if you wouldn't mind, just give us, can I get another photo? Can I get a video? Can I get a video?
Then he comes in with, I'm famous, you know, I've been in the papers. Just to like diffuse the situation. Google my name, I can't remember what his name was. And it was him in a Coventry shirt on a horse, like a statue horse with his arms like that. Look, lads, showing everybody, oh my God, I've got Brownie's phone.
And then
you came out the toilet.
Before that, he goes, I'm having a right night. He said, I've snuck in. You didn't even pay, get in, the bastard.
He came 10 minutes before the interval, didn't he? So it must be like a Sunday league game where they just take the, or Saturday game, you pay for the first half.
And then you can slip in.
Yeah.
So he didn't even pay, and then I never got him. Do you know how we got in? He just dived on stage straight on interval and straight.
No, he said he was turned his cousin to the whoever confronted him.
Oh, one of
the
right, so he had a tail.
Must have like said, oh, what are you doing, mate? And he's like, I'm Ben's cousin. Straight in.
Like a blagger, though.
But when he walked past you.
Fucking hell, he stinks.
No, he went, fuck me, you stink worse than me.
I didn't actually think that it were that bad, that jacket, until because I wore that jacket for every.
Yeah, but you should have got it washed in between.
And it had started humming, hadn't it?
It went, fuck me, you smell worse than me.
But we were raging. We were like fuming, but still
trying to be all right.
Laughing at his.
Oh, yeah.
So then Arvath got a bit pissed off with him. Like,
he went, look, mate, can you just fucking get out? And then it went, right, I'll go. And then he went, Turnsy, can I just get a picture? And so Turnsy went, had a picture with him. And I heard him, he couldn't whisper. He went, everything were all right till I said about his fucking jacket. To Turnsy.
But before that,
it did stink.
Before that, he stood up and just went, never meet your heroes.
And you give him a fucking.
Oh, I really had him by the neck.
Never meet your heroes.
You went.
I was gone.
Because let's be honest, we were more than accommodating. Should we say we were nice?
Four or five times. We did ask him.
I'd say 40. Maybe 40 times nicely.
We didn't need to get it short to the second half.
Yeah, I'm not saying another word. What about the David Thompson episode? Oh, my God.
And then the Hulk come out. And I can see his eyes turn. Look, mate. You're taking the fucking piss now, mate.
Fucking get out.
And then fuck off now.
But then when he went, everything were fine till I said about ice jacket stick.
Fuck me, you smell worse than me.
Oh dear. And then we saw him after, didn't we, as we're leaving.
He was waiting for us. We left the venue with the bags. He comes sprinting over the road. All right, lads. Love the podcast, lads. Love the podcast. Sorry about before.
You're a good lad, Winnie.
Yeah, but fucking hell. That I'll never forget that, Winnie. But he couldn't whisper. He just went, Turnsy, everything were fine until I said about his jacket stinking. Turnsy went, I know.
It's been dry clean now.
Fucking dry clean. Perfect. It was fucking burning.
I liked it, Chris.
Yeah. Which do you think was the most raucous of live shows?
Cardiff was up there.
Oh, why?
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
So Cardiff was after... Sheffield. We had Hull on the Friday, Sheffield on the Saturday, then...
Cardiff on the Sunday.
Cardiff. And that was... So for us, it was third night on the drink.
Yeah.
Kev, it seemed like Kev's 19th night on the drinks. We were twatted at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well,
probably during as well, to be fair.
Full. Kev. Sell out. And I thought it was... It was right at the end that it got
silly,
but not in a bad way.
Just... No. We got the songs on. We get up, don't we? We have a bit of karaoke, have a bit of like, encourage everyone to get up and have a boogie, have a dance,
which was good.
The stage was stormed.
Yeah, yeah, it was chaos.
So I can remember, my shirt must have come off.
Come off.
Yeah, slipped off. Just slipped off. Do you want to describe what happened then?
I remember looking across the stage. I remember thinking...
In awe.
It's getting out of hand, this. Oh. It's getting out of hand because the stage was full of just everybody's up. Pints are going everywhere.
Yeah.
And we had the projector screen at the back, which was... It was a lovely setup. It was all built into, like, cushion surround, wasn't it? And I remember the guy had said, oh, yeah, we've got this in special. We've hired it. Just be careful you don't spill any drinks on it. And I'm looking in it, and it's rocking. It's like Berlin Wall. It's swaying. And then I remember Matty was talking to the events manager. And he came running round and he said to me, it's getting out of hand, he's not happy. And I looked across and thought, yeah, you're right, it is. And I remember just standing on a chair, putting my arm across and saying, everybody, get back! And as I went back, John went through screen. It was like, you know, end of Gladiators, when they come through on rope, through that paper sheet. It was like that. So all partitions went over, he went through the screen, and then he's rolling over. I'm thinking, oh no, what's going on here? So you'd think the music had cut, wouldn't you? No, John straight back up again. He climbed back through the screen, and he's like this, but he's bopping, he's still dancing.
So basically, I've gone through the screen, and I'm like, I'm on my back, and I've looked up, and I've seen Matty and this guy, and they both just looked down at me, one of the hosts of the show, and I'm lying on my back, topless, blind shitting drunk. I just looked up at him like that, and I thought, fuck it, I'm going back out for some more.
Get back in the mixer.
I think we got charged for the green, didn't we?
Did you get a bollock? Were you getting a bollock in that?
Yeah.
I remember, I just turned round, and it was a strange fall. It was like a...
I think I tripped, and then, yeah, but then I've got nowhere else to look, because I'm going that way.
When you looked up, you had two options there. It was face the music with this guy or back through the screen and get back
as quick as
and
possible.
I think you made the right decision.
I've got three options. I could have said some fuckers just pushed me there. But yeah, I can just remember looking up and I've got Matty and this guy just stood over me and he just shook his head, this guy, as if to say, what the fuck's happening here? And then we thought, we'll go back round and crack on. But I think the screen will ruin, won't it? That's what they do with them rock stars, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it. Oh, we were chucking TVs out of hotel windows.
We didn't smash any hotel rooms up, did we?
I'll tell you what was funny when in Liverpool, sat with Kev Ratcliffe beforehand. Kev came on. And like John and Kev do the after dinner thing. And John's like, you know, people don't realise that you can't drink in these dinners.
You can't do them piss, them dinners.
You can't do them piss. I have two max, mate.
You've got to be professional, like you
said. I have two max. Fast forward an hour. John could not talk. Doing this live show.
Not exaggerating. No, I couldn't talk. He'd had his wisdom tooth removed. You know when you see videos and they're like, bleh, 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 he was like that.
Like I had one of them tranquilizer darts, wasn't it?
And it's unbelievable because only he would get away with that. If that was me and you,
yeah,
we'd be booed off the park.
But he must have thought, what the bloody hell's going on here?
Because he was.
I think he was expecting like an after dinner, like a respectable black tie event. Oh no! There were a lad being sick in first half, weren't there? I remember.
Yeah, that was brilliant because it was so close, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and I think it was only the first 10 minutes, and someone's guy, not basically touches and went, check this out, and he was on the move that here, let's get the setup right. So he was on the second row, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and he was just
head down.
Front row were empty, weren't it?
Front row were empty, and his head was down.
He'd had a good afternoon just in Liverpool, hadn't he, before arriving, you could tell.
They'd been out all day. So he made the first half, didn't he?
Somebody brought a bucket over, didn't they?
Put it on his head and just started back banging it.
He's got a bucket on his head.
He threw up.
And then he threw up while he had the bucket on his head. He threw up all over the floor. I ended up cleaning it up afterwards, yeah. I felt bad for a young girl who had mop out, so got the paper towels.
I think you said something after, like, you know, when I was cleaning that sink up, I thought, you know, when Robbie Williams and all these stars are touring and that.
Do you think
they're in the
sweeping aisles, what, pipe pots?
Come on, that? Robbie, get marigolds out. We've had three over here.
then the next night we got Ronnie Whelan on, haven't we? And says, how did it go last night? Says, oh, yeah, I think it was good, yeah. Said, Kev's messaged me, says, it's not quite what you're used to, Ronnie.
It's different.
It's different to what you're used to, Ronnie. And then 2 hours later, I think he realised what Kev meant.
Yeah, he got involved, though. And they weren't all, like, shambolic, were they?
Nah.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Organised chaos.
Yes. Exactly, on the nose.
I really couldn't speak then?
No, John.
No.
No, you were a passenger, I think, for 3/4 of it.
No way.
Everything you said as well, Kev just went, you what, mate? What was that? And then you'd say it again.
I should have just got off, shouldn't I?
There was only you who could get away with it, though, because the audience just thought it was hilarious.
I know. I was sat there thinking, the cheeky bastard.
Like you said, if it were me or you,
don't be haters, like, lads. Oh, don't be haters. God.
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
Just because some might be well liked. No, it's a fucking throw your toys out at fucking
I might
pram,
be
isn't
well
it?
Liked. I can't help it if I'm well liked, can I?
But yeah, it's I didn't get drunk this next night, did I? Learned from a mistake.
No, it was a good 3 months.
Solid.
Hard work.
Ready for a rest.
Hard work, but we've done a live tour, lads.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can ever take that away from us.
No,
can
massive thanks to everybody who come.
Yeah, very much appreciated.
Everybody who comes made it for us
definitely.
As well.
Everybody got involved.
I must admit, though, I need to tone my send down me because I'm going to end up getting a crack. Because, you know, like.
From me, yeah.
Wait a minute.
giving people like, stick.
You know, like, obviously, if somebody. Like, you know, I'm getting a bit of the crowd stick at times. And I've started doing it in, like, toilets now. You know, like, when I'm out. I were at fucking Weatherby Races over Saturday, right? And like, I'm actually like caning somebody, you know, like just having crack. I'm gonna get.
I'm about the size of the one wood or something.
I can't remember what it were about, but I'm thinking to myself, I need to calm down here. I'm gonna get a clout. You know, like just having crack, but.
Because we got a couple of people on stage, didn't we, everyone? And you would always give them a bit of stick.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for me, a little bit too much.
A little bit too close to the bone.
Yeah, I think some may have got home crying.
No. If I did insult you at any of the shows, it were only for the crack. It were only part and parcel of it.
It's a good job you're well liked, John.
Well, there you go. If you build up a good enough rapport, Chris. But yeah, well, as I say, hard work. Get Christmas out of the way. My 40th birthday out of the way.
Back on the wheel.
Are we singing at Christmas? Christmas at your birthday, do?
Yeah. We've got a singer on.
Oh.
Live entertainment.
Doing a bit of turn.
Don't fuck about me, Chrissy.
What, like a tribute act or just a bit of everything?
He does a bit of everything, aye.
Oh. I'll send you my requests.
Okay, let's see my party, mate, not yours. Yeah, fucking 40, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. You feeling it?
Oh, I. Yeah. After this last 3 months, I feel 40. I'll probably say I feel 50.
We were saying last night, weren't we? I think it was 2 years ago that we did Carlton.
Yeah.
And I listened to it for some reason the other day. Must have been in bed. And one about you looking after yourself and getting yourself in shape and joining a gym.
Oh, in that episode 2 years ago?
In that episode, we did the intro. And in right. the intro, we said, you were like, I need to get myself fit.
Yeah, new year, new me.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym. I'm going to start swimming.
Are you waiting for a response, lads? Well, what do you,
yeah.
Well, what do you
are
think?
Are we doing the same again?
What do you think?
What about next year?
No, we've got an heavy January. We've got fucking Butlins, haven't we?
Oh, fuck my eyes. Soul weekend, Chris.
Soul weekend in Butlins.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Oof. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Fancy dress. Unbelievable. Kenny Thomas is there. You know him, don't you?
Yeah, oh, I know Kenny, yeah.
Brilliant man.
Is he a singer?
Outstanding.
Is that your opinion on him or does he sing that or what?
But that is a good weekend.
So yeah, so I'm going to drive February, I think.
Forward to getting to some away games again though.
Oh aye. I mean, once we get Butlins out of way.
Busy January, aren't we? We're starting February, yeah.
Once we get Butlins out. I want to do some of these foreign trips if we can get on them again, me. I enjoyed them. I really do enjoy them.
Yeah.
Well, anybody suggestions? Like to... We want some suggestions, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, over here as well. Though, anybody?
Yeah.
You know them good games that maybe go under the radar, like with the crowds.
That's what we need to do. Everything. We need to get some. See if anybody wants a message and see if the fans are coming with us. You know, to Germany or something.
Tour guide, yeah.
Mm. What's what we call him on coach trip, Brendan? I'll be in front of the bus. Right, could you be back on the bus, please, for 6:30?
Lollipop, right. Proud.
If you're not here by 6:30, the bus is leaving without you.
We're now going for an all-you-can-eat Chinese. Anybody know where Chinatown is?
We'll be spending 3 hours at the buffet. If anybody's not on the course for 12 o'clock.
We're fucking off without you.
Fill your boots.
That's a good shout, though. Right, so people just
come on the trips with us.
An under-the-cost trip.
Mm.
You sort that out, John, eh?
Yeah.
Good lad.
Yeah.
When you say, yeah, I'll sort it out, but then you're like, you know that meme when Homer goes into bush?
We'll just get a screenshot of something in the group, like, Chris, you sort that out, will you?
Yeah. Pick a game and then see if anybody fans. If we give people enough time, people might want to come on trip with us, eh?
The German games are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Holland was good.
But we will not be responsible for you, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah. There's no disclaimers or anything like that.
Yeah, we're not actual tour guides, are we?
You look after yourself. If you die, you die.
Mm. Yeah. Fucking Jesus Christ. But yeah, I think that'd be good. Think we could fill a plane out? Fill the cost plane? Get on phone. Get on phone at the start.
Be like, you put your seat back. Can you sit down, please? Can you sit down, please?
It'd be like Wolf of Wall Street, where when they go over to fucking wherever they're going to, Switzerland, is it? And then it shows you what it was like on flight, and everyone's fucking jumping about and that. Oh, fucking hell.
Know any games over here as well? If anybody's got any suggestions, let us know. Because we've only done one this year, and that was the City game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it wasn't really.
No, it wasn't. Didn't, like,
it wasn't our bread.
Back to the roots,
was
it?
It was very much too elitist for us, weren't it?
Free bar, though.
Yeah, that was a positive.
We sound like a right bunch of alcoholics, you know.
I bet we do, don't we?
Yeah. It's not big, it's not clever.
No, yeah. No. It feels like you've got a problem with it. Go and see somebody.
Go and see Brendan.
Come on this trip to Germany. We'll get you right. We'll see you right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But no, it's been a tough year, ain't it? we ate everything. Like,
you haven't fucked up for a while.
No,
I've not.
An admin fuck up.
There was the AFL one.
The what?
When we got an email from the AFL.
From the English, right.
From the English Football League?
Yeah, yeah. What was he called? Kevin?
Kev.
All right, Kev. Hope you're well. one of the videos, we got an email just to say we had to cut a section out because you're not allowed to show the game as such. Obviously, they've got the rights and we had the huge... So he asked for a section to be removed, which was fine. But I had to send an invoice to some, or a reminder that an invoice hadn't been paid to somebody else called Kevin. So I responded to Kevin telling us that we, from the EFL, telling us that we need to remove a section of video with an email back saying, Kevin.
Pay your fucking invoice.
We've got an outstanding invoice. Can you pay it, please?
I bet he's pinged up on his computer. He's thought, what the fuck?
He did reply. He did reply. He wasn't happy.
He did reply.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. I apologised.
He replied to the email for the
invoice.
For the invoice?
Yeah.
That is classic Chris Brown, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's why I'm not involved in the admin and all that shit, because that would be happening daily with all that shizzle. If I were in charge of that, it'd be all over the shop.
Did you send it to the proper Kev, though? Did we get
Did we get the invoice paid?
I sent the boys round.
What exactly do you think we owe you payment for?
Is that what he says? What exactly do you think we owe you payment for?
To the EFL. Why is the EFL getting involved, like messaging, emailing
it's
us?
Just against, it's copyright things,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a copyright.
But we're watching Euros, weren't we?
No, it was from a while back. It must have been flagged from
Sheffield
Derby or something like that.
So it was like, we didn't reply to that initial complaint from them.
No.
So two weeks later, we sent them an invoice.
Yeah.
What?
And told him to get his finger out and pay it.
What exactly do you think we owe you money for?
Not very classic.
Jesus.
Sorry, Kev.
Any New Year's resolutions? Why did we all look at John when we said that? Any? Chrissy, you seem to threaten to go on a diet every single week.
I have done the last week. Ish.
You might.
And then after Christmas, I'll be back on it.
I would say you're a yo-yo.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a yo-yo. I'm just a yo.
You're a yo-yo. Someone's cut the string.
Because I didn't really. But after the tour, you were like, "That's me now. I'm on the straight and narrow."
Yeah.
So I just thought you had it under control.
Yeah, no. But
and then I spoke to you yesterday, and you were like, pipe down, mate. I need to.
But then you look at calendar, and you've got like I had a football do the other last Friday for a team that hadn't played for 3 years.
They still playing?
I played five-a-side. I told you, didn't I? The goal I scored. Oh my god!
Talk us through it.
Do you know that Dennis Bergkamp goal v Newcastle?
What, where he spun it round?
It was better than that.
Did you mean it?
Yeah. Back to goal. Big defender on me. I mean, I'm under no illusion. It was Division 3, five-a-side at Bolton Arena. And ball back to goal. Ball coming at pace, by the way. To feet. I turn left. Back heel. Spun off. Through his legs. I went that way. Round the other side. Half volley. Outside of the boot. Bottom corner. And it was like, you know, skill school. When all kids go mad at end when somebody does a good...
Yeah.
The old pitch. Oh! He shook my hand.
Defender
shook my hand. Turned around, shook my hand. What a bit of skill that was, he said.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, someone's played it up there. You've tried to pass it, lay it off.
Yeah.
It's come off your heel.
It's spun.
Bit
somehow,
of spin.
Somehow it's got some spin on. It's caught on the astroturf. And you've like, I fell that way. And then as you're getting your balance back up, you thought, oh, fuck me, ball's ended up there.
I'm swinging a leg.
And just lashed it as hard as you can. And
absolutely spot on. But it looked good. It looked like I meant it.
Yeah. If you own something and...
I turned, I could see one of our players coming this way. I thought, little back heel here. Put him in. Back heel came off the corner of my boot. Went through his legs. I pirouetted. Bang, bottom corner. Oh! We were loving it.
You should have retired on that.
I have done.
Have you? Is that you done?
Mm. When you retired, did you have a plan? Like, did you know what you wanted to do when you finished?
Nah.
Do John?
Yeah, this.
Yeah, you were lucky, weren't you, really?
I was lucky because I when I retired, we already started doing this, didn't we?
Yeah.
I did fuck all for 18 months. Mrs. left us. Get a bit of background music, Matty.
Violin, preferably.
What music do we want?
Fucking. Do you know, happy birthday to you.
You know, you get them Dear Deirdre, like, late night call show. Yeah. When they put the music on.
Well, yeah, I did fuck all 18 months. Sat in my dressing gown for the majority.
Masturbating.
Did you? Obviously, you're a paragon of a man now. You know, but going to gym.
What's that mean?
Going to gym all the time and all that. Did you let yourself go a bit?
Nah. When you finished? I just dieted. I didn't put weight on. I was like that, a rake.
Yeah.
Probably didn't look well. Not as well as I do now. get a filter on this bit, mate.
Oh dear.
Really played that one game though since you finished. Mm.
You one charity job? Game.
Yeah, one charity game. Testimonial game. I played 10 minutes centre half and I was barbaric.
How was your mobility?
Barbaric. and then second half I went in nets for second half.
You concede?
3 or 4, yeah. It's not as easy as what it looks. Did pull a couple of good saves off. But maybe defenders were letting me down.
We should organise a game, a charity game or something.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we?
Especially after that goal that I scored.
You're going into it in form.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Nets. Because I'm not going to do it.
You can be manager.
Yeah, like it.
Brendan. Yep.
That'd be good, that, actually, wouldn't it?
Get a lot of guests together.
Yeah. You know what happens with them, though? Do you know, like, if we've got guests on both teams, it starts off all easy Aussie, and as soon as first goal goes in, somebody starts getting a bit pissed off.
Or a bad tackle. A late tackle.
And then it just speeds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it starts getting a bit competitive again.
Imagine Mills at Danny Mills going through somebody.
Oof. Scissor tackle.
Yeah, that's what we want though, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Why don't we just have a wrestling match?
Dark arts. Dark arts going.
But yeah, it always got that.
Standing on toes.
It's always the same. It starts off nice and easy, Aussie, and then as soon as a couple of goals goes in, the old fire in the belly kicks back in.
Yeah.
For some anyway.
What teams could we have? Could we have North, East, South?
Probably ain't got enough Southerners, have we?
Get Woody on it.
Yeah.
But it might be good, that.
Yeah.
Well, I bet we don't do it. It won't be good, but I bet we don't do it.
Do you fancy organising it?
No, not in the slightest. It's a what date and where to be.
I'll tell you what, we'd have a squad to choose from.
Yeah.
We'd be like Gareth trying to whittle it down.
Be bigger than fucking, what's it, Live Aid, wouldn't it? Is it Live Aid?
Soccer Aid.
Bigger than Soccer Aid.
Oh, yeah. Get Wembley booked.
Get Robbie in.
Thing is, we're going to have to tell a few people they're not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Who's breaking the news? You've not made the cut.
Who's not playing?
Especially our keepers we've got.
To be fair, some of the keepers, there's definitely Mr. Steele. Well, he don't want to be at Nets, does he?
No, he want to be captain.
Yeah, striker, captain.
Team talk, like getting everybody up for it as well before.
Probably
like,
take a little
it
bit
really
too serious.
Yeah.
Well, he did that with the cricket, didn't he, if you remember?
Yeah.
And when he came to play cricket, God, he was chasing the bat like it was fucking T20 final.
Kept coming over to me. How am I doing? Am I playing well?
He give me his phone, take some action shots.
I had to go out.
What, on crease?
Oh, I had to go out on crease and stand next to the umpire. He says, my dad wants a shot from the other end of the pitch. So I'm stood there next to the umpire, filming. Steely's getting a pink ball thrown at him.
I think of Carlton Palmer and Andy Johnson going into a tackle. Chaos.
Have we had any guests on that have had beef with each other in the past? Like any open some old wounds?
Just me and him.
So there'll be a couple. I'm sure there'll be a couple.
After last night, just me and him.
So you want to be opposite team to me?
We could get a few grenades going. Like who were Andy Johnson's
George
tackle?
Santos.
George, we'll invite George down.
We'll get him on the podcast just so we can play in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me, that would be...
Get Phil on for manage.
Yeah. Phil Brown, Graham Alexander, managers.
Yeah. Malky,
director of football.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't come into this event. Under no circumstances. I mean, I did a dinner the other week at Liverpool, and Sam Allardyce were in the crowd, right? And obviously, I fucking battered Phil Brown a bit in my speech. So I'm looking at Sam as I'm saying it. But he... it were laughing anyway. So,
although I think they fell out anyway, so we might be on same boat. Yeah,
you know what I mean. It were a bit like, how's it gonna go down with Sam? This,
I tell you, who's found godlike status in India? Owen Coyle.
Has he? Loving
they
him.
Absolutely loving him.
Look at Wilder.
He's looking magnificent as well. He's got a lovely tan.
Yeah.
I just seen him on an interview. Well, one of the players got an interview and he, you know, being the card that he is, he ran over and snuck like into the shot, rubbed the lad's shoulders and went, he was magnificent today.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can get Iron Brew over there.
He'll be going in an extra case, won't he?
Think of how impressed the players are going to be when he's doing the shooting drills.
Yeah. He'll be in his contract.
Iron Brew?
Yeah.
I need 24 bottles of Iron Brew a week.
Get shipping container over.
But yeah, they love him. We want him to stay over there.
Really?
Best manager we've ever had.
Coyle!
He would be class to play for, wouldn't he? Yeah. Even just for a month. Maybe, I don't think it'd be class enough to go to India to play for him, like, but it'd be good to play for him for a month.
If we had a match, who do you think could take it more serious with the guests we've had on?
Michael Brown.
Yeah.
He'll be up there. Mickey Gray.
Lenny.
Strapped up. Lenny. Like, strappings on and all that.
Liam Lawrence would end up, he'd be one of them who started quite pedestrian and then he'd lose his head, Lenny. And then it'd be fucking hell on.
It'd be strong teams.
I reckon we could put a team together that'd get out of League Two.
I don't think we're making the 11s.
Oh, no. Probably not. Well, I might have half a chance. If we need a goal late on. You might come on and sub if we're 1-0 up and we need to show things up at the back.
Go make a few tackles, Chris.
Just go and chase about us like an headless chicken brownie. No bother. I bet we could get a team together to compete and get out of League Two.
I'd love to get him on, Coyle. Be great, wouldn't it?
Just to see what it. Well, I think it'd just be right bubbly.
Yeah.
Right, good fun.
Yeah.
It's like you said, like, it seems like a mad approach, and some lads say, "Oh, it was fun time, Frankie." But like we said,
I'd have loved it
at Burnley. It's worked, hasn't it? Mm. And like you said, he maybe had them generals in the dressing room that made it work. It'd be good to get an insight into it.
Yeah,
I'd love
what his thoughts were on and why he did it and that.
Yeah, you were being tipped for Arsenal job at one point when Burnley went up.
Isn't that with Henry and that?
Terry, Terry,
Krem,
Terry. Come on, lad.
Come on, bit of head tennis, Terry.
I am Bro Terry. Terry, oh, Terry, right, okay.
Who would you want to get on, ideally?
Top three. Sasa Sirchik. Big Sam.
Bolton Heavy, are we going?
No. Robbie Keane, he'd be all right. I'd like to...
That's a bit random from him, isn't it?
I wasn't expecting that.
I remember him, though, like, how old would he be now, Robbie Keane? Like, 40s, so, like... You know when you're like 13 and when I was like 13 and then he was like the new one busting on the scene.
He went for some outrageous money, didn't he? Inter Milan won it or something?
Yeah.
Wolves, Tottenham, Inter Milan,
he's
Liverpool.
They'll have some good Ireland stories.
I remember I was out with him once in Dublin and his missus came out and she was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
Should we get her on instead then?
Yeah. Mrs. Keane,
I think
come on down.
A couple of times later on, I actually... Well, joking with him, I said, can you just ask her to stop looking at us, please, Robbie, because it's making me feel uncomfortable. But he took it in good heart, bless him. Took it in good heart.
Yeah, I don't think he was worried.
No, I don't think I were a threat. But now she's beautiful.
Who would you have top three?
Tino.
Oh, fast Tino.
Get Tino on a Zoom.
Oh, even if you can't speak any English?
100%.
Yeah.
We speak Spanish, don't we?
Oh, see. Yeah.
You can always get Brendan in for a translate, couldn't we?
Dion Dublin would be good.
Yeah.
And Dion said he would come on, but he's just so busy, man.
Yeah. Well,
he's on everything.
I'll tell you what we can do. We can go to one of his renovations, can't we?
Should we just go and put an offer in on the two up, two down? Just so we can get in.
Do you fancy jumping on the mic for
Should
an
we
hour?
Just nip upstairs to leading up to the bedrooms and we can have a bit of chat while we're up there?
I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I don't give a fuck what happens with that bathroom. Just come and sit around these microphones here, mate. I'm not bothered if fucking roof's dropping in, there's some damp. I'm not arsed. I've only bought this two bedroom just to get you on.
It cost us 70 grand to get your undie on, man.
But we made a 25 grand profit at the end, so happy days.
What you said, young? 565 per calendar month, you said? Oh, That's a bit better than what I thought, that, Leon. Thank you. Warnock for me. Warnock.
Yeah.
Above anyone for me. Finished now,
I think Paddy's asking him for us. Yeah. So I'm just waiting on a...
Who else would I really like to get on? Rob Kozluk. I'd like to get Rob Kozluk on.
That's achievable as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's half swerving it. And he's half swerving it.
Is he on Twitter? Could we get our troops to apply a bit of pressure?
I think this is more of an appeal to everybody who listens because, I mean, everybody got Mr. Chuckle on, didn't they?
Mr. Chuckle. Remember when you messaged Akabusi? Chris Akabusi?
for the Caution Friends?
Yeah.
He was busy with that.
At least he replied.
I know,
was he
yeah.
doing his degree or something?
He was doing his degree.
I hope I went
he
well,
he was
Chris.
A bit tired.
Yeah.
I thought if any man would have a bit of energy and a bit of stamina, it would be Chris Akabusi. He's always full of beans, isn't he?
Yeah.
Full of energy.
Yeah.
Jonathan Woodgate.
Woodgate.
Yeah, achievable.
So if everybody just peppers him now, saying you need to get on under the cosh.
Get on Tino's case.
Make sure you Google Translate on the tweet, just so he understands.
Send me regards as well while you're on.
And ask him why I never reply to your email. But no, I mean, the list's endless, innit?
Yeah.
The list's endless. If anybody knows anybody who they think would be good and who would fancy coming on, just drop the drop us a line and somebody will sort it out.
I was going to say, and I won't reply.
And I'll have nothing to do with it, to be honest.
No, but...
No matter what level... No matter what level.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
From the top to the bottom.
And back
we'll have anyone. But no, I'm looking forward to a new series. A bit of a break, and then we'll be coming back strong.
We need a break, won't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming back after strong, refreshed, revitalised.
What, just a break from seeing me all together?
Yeah. I've got your party, Anna. I'll send you a birthday message. I'm not coming to your party, but I'll send you a... Happy birthday, John.
You do a memo for me?
Yeah.
Still available,
give us
by the way.
Quid, I'll send you the
still,
video.
Still available.
But the Patreons are still going strong
while
we're having a break, if you fancy that.
Yeah. If you're not
there's
enough.
Well over 40 episodes on there now.
Oh, easy, aye. Yeah.
Well over. So if you join now, you've got that 40 episodes to go at, and then there'll be the two every month as well still coming.
That'll keep you ticking over Christmas, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Not half, especially if like.
You get the fun out the way Christmas Day, Boxing Day, then.
Yeah.
They're lull, isn't they?
Yeah,
you know, when you just slumped on settee, the kids are going mad with the toys, missus is going mad, because that's what they do, and you just slop up into a room, put your headphones in, and away you go, listen to us reprobates.
No, but thanks everyone for supporting.
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it.
Supporting the live shows, coming to the live shows, supporting the Patreon, and continuing to listen. We appreciate it, don't we?
We really, really do.
We'll be back next year, won't we?
Oh, aye.
For a bit of a...
Bigger
slump,
and stronger.
We'll be back.
Bigger and stronger.
Get Butlins out of the way first.
Aye, yeah.
We got your fancy dress for it, by the way.
Not yet.
I think Mrs. Mum's mecking us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there a theme?
But I don't, What is it?
Was it sexy? Are you going to sexy theme?
Pardon?
Is that the theme? Sexy? Nah.
I'm hoping so.
I've got some gold hot pants that I've been used for a while.
What is the dress like for Seoul?
Anything. Do you wear anything fancy dress?
Oh, so it's not specifically for Seoul?
No.
Oh, right. Oh, even better. I've got a big turkey outfit. Some batches put it big turkey outfit. I mean, just bouncing about on dance floor. Somebody had come and put an oven in it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it looks like a... He used drape condom.
No, but thanks for listening once again.
Yeah, much
we'll
appreciated.
See you.
We'll see you
later in the year.
In
Happy
year.
New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.